SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. In this episode, we're looking at how cost of living pressures are dividing our communities.
I grew up in the inner city and kind of was always around all the benefits of multiculturalism, but it's not how I feel so much now.
When John broke up with his partner, he struggled to afford to rent on his own. Living in rural Queensland, he said he found himself competing for rentals with people looking to extend their working holiday visas.
They could outbid people who were trying to look for a long-term kind of residential. I mean, they can group together and kind of live kind of more people per house. And if you don't have the money to compete or you can't live in those environments, you're out of luck.
Last year, John made the move to Brisbane, thinking he'd have better luck finding a home. But instead, he found himself living in his ute while working up to 10 hours a day.
And then I was another 3 months in the caravan, so definitely over a year, kind of technically homeless.
2 months ago, John moved into a cottage, but he's far from his family. He said the lack of affordable housing in the area has shifted some of his opinions about people immigrating and relocating.
One of my strongest dislikes is actually whenever I see a Victorian number plate, I have a little mantra that I say to myself, go home.
John said it was confronting to realise how much his views had changed due to his rising cost of living pressures.
Definitely eye-opening. I'm not an openly hostile person. I wouldn't kind of have a go at the colour of your skin or how you walk or what you look like, but it really shocked me.
John is not alone. The economy is the biggest concern for Australians today, according to the Scanlon Institute's Social Cohesion Index. CEO Anthea Hancock says people experiencing financial hardship score lower on most of the metrics they measure.
They're also probably more likely to have a lower sense of belonging. They're more likely to say that they have a lower trust in government, generally trust other people a little bit less. They often feel quite isolated from others. They also think that life in Australia probably isn't going to get any better, but also that they can feel that migrant diversity probably doesn't make Australia stronger.
She says senses of hope and optimism are a big problem.
The more we can build a sense of optimism into everybody's daily life and some hope and belief that actually things are going to get better into the future, then in actual fact that will lift up everybody.
Rachel Leah Jackson is a community leader in Sydney's Northern Beaches. She says there's a widening divide between those experiencing financial hardship and the wealthy.
You know, the Northern Beaches is a beautiful place to live, but there is a lot of poverty and there's a lot of need and there's a lot of disconnection of people that are lonely. And I know that loneliness.
Rachel's own experience motivated her to become an advocate for more social and affordable housing in the notoriously wealthy area.
Financially, we were crippled. We became homeless. We were told, you know, the only place to go was to stay in our car. I rang all the numbers that everybody told me to, nobody helped.
In 2011, Rachel fled domestic violence with her three children.
I was basically told by housing that it's a 20-year wait for accommodation. And to this day, I still have never got any permanent housing.
She moved from her car to a caravan to friends to a granny flat, all the while battling cancer. For the past 13 years, her housing situation has been unstable.
I would say the housing crisis has almost been worse than domestic violence itself, and it still continues and it's still overwhelming for me daily.
Yet, Rachel sees an opportunity to bring people together rather than push them apart. She says there are incredible people in her community, but more needs to be done to bridge the divide.
Everybody, no matter what your age, you know, we all face this, and it's important we work together for our community, because at the end of the day, community is the strength of who we are, and so we have to stick together and help each other.
If you or someone you know is experiencing family violence, phone 1800 RESPECT. This episode was produced by SBS Examines and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.